Morning, Paul. How are you?
Morning, Mick. How you going, mate?
Very well, mate. Will you be journeying down to Caulfield tomorrow for the team?
Yeah, undecided. It'll be Peter or myself, or one of us will be there for sure.
You've got some exciting horses in, and you're throwing I Am Superman up against some of the big guns in the PB Lawrence Stakes, and why not with his first up record? And gee, I was impressed with that trial. He looks like he's come back as he normally does each and every campaign, maybe even a touch better.
Yeah, look, he's in a good spot, this bloke, and look, he hasn't done a lot of racing in the last 12 months because of the wet tracks, and we know he's sort of an on top of the ground horse, but. No, I really got to say he's the best we've had him for a long while, and he's really going down there and turning up tomorrow, hopefully in really good shape.
It looks a good race for him, doesn't it? I know there are a few showers predicted, but we're on a good four at the moment, so hopefully there won't be too much rain around tomorrow. And if he gets his favoured conditions, the way he exploded in that trial with very little riding from Tommy Berry, he looks like he's ready to go first up.
Yeah, and I think he's come on an awful great deal from it too. So he done his main piece of work last Saturday morning, and it was very, very good. So looking forward to see what he can do tomorrow with a nice soft jaw. Mark's rode him before and knows him quite well. Not albeit he's an easy horse to ride, but hopefully we can begin well. And who knows? He might take up a little bit closer role here tomorrow off the better draw, and we need to see how he jumps and how that all works out on the day.
Well, that'd be pretty handy. We know he can do that, and he's done it in the past. And he's been close around the Group 2, Group 3 level before, and just that little rung below Group 1. But if he comes back early in the spring the way he is this his opportunity, do you think?
Well, as long as we get the wet conditions aren't around for us, that's the whole demise to his performances and where he can run in these type of races. It's just what the track conditions on the day certainly plays a major role in sort of where he runs and how he finishes.
How do you see the opposition? It's obviously always difficult with these races when you've got some of the probably better performed horses resuming up against some who've got fitness. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's it. There's class there, and there's also, some relatively horses that have had some recent racing under the belt. So, the fitness-wise isn't an issue for us. He's there ready to go to run well tomorrow. It's just more about hopefully, that, like you say, those showers don't arrive and we can get a firm surface for him. Like I say, he's gone in there in good order. The break between runs plays into his hands more with him than against him. And I just hopefully, the class can shine through in the end.
Well, he's been heavily backed and he's been well supported, which is no surprise in the PB Lawrence Stakes. Before that, you've got such an exciting team and a deep team of three-year-olds, and we got a glimpse of another one, Alpha One, a few weeks ago at the Valley, and he's the favourite once again in the vein. He steps up now to a distance 1,100 metres. He's been brilliant from what we've seen before at the Valley. Any concerns with the 1,100 metres, or you expect him to be able to show that brilliance?
Yeah, look, totally different makeup of the race here tomorrow. He tried it as an early two-year-old, and the way he races now compared to the way he races then is completely two different horses. So he just wasn't, relaxing well enough and switching off mid-race, where now he's doing that. He's much more polished performance. So I don't think so. You've got to do it first, I suppose. He hasn't ticked that box, but what we've seen of late, he's just a more complete racehorse. He's, like I say, there's a different makeup there tomorrow. There's more pressure. He's not a one-trick pony. He doesn't have to lead. He's just got that ability to lead if need be, or he can sit off. So, yeah, there's no real pressure to do anything. It's more about sort of probably what everything else does around him to a degree.
He's certainly come back in ripping form. So could he even be better suited if he could sit outside something tomorrow?
Maybe. Let you know when we get about the furlong. But it's a completely different race. We went out there just to look after ourselves the other day and ride to it suited that tempo and that way of, obviously around the Valley 9:55, you don't get too much of a chance to sort of lay up with a speed horse, but he's going to get a lot more opportunity just to sit where he's more happier tomorrow, that's for sure.
he's only seen a good track once, and that was on debut. And obviously, he's a much better horse than he was on that occasion. He obviously loves the wet, the sting out of the ground. How do you think he'll go on a better surface?
It's not going to be an issue.
All right, Alpha One's going to be hard to beat. And then when we get to the other three-year-old race, I'm really looking forward to seeing Ebhar back. Her trials this time in have been outstanding. It was the Ebhar we saw on debut at Caulfield, and then things didn't go to plan. Is she back to what she was like that very first start, do you think?
Yeah, it seems to be. Like you say, it was a really dominant winner, debut run down in Melbourne, and then she just wanted to do everything 100 mile an hour from then on. So we just had to give a really good break, go back right back to basics with her, starting right from the word go, and she's relaxing very well at home, and she's transferred that into trials. Now we've just got to get it to the race stage. So very happy where she's at. She's going down there, not far off the mark. This run's going to bring her on again after Saturday, but she's very forward to run well, and she needs to be, because she has that racing style. She's got to be fairly forward. So she's in that mould, and you know, whatever she does, she's definitely going to improve again, but she's not far off it.
She's been far too quick in those trials, and even though James McDonald was looking like he was almost trying to restrain her a bit, she was six lengths in front of the next horse. Is that just she's pretty one-dimensional? That's how she needs to be in her races?
It's a little bit like Alpha One. You just go with them for the first sort of probably two or three furlongs, and then you let the speed, they lay up with the tempo. So whether she's in front or she sits off, it's totally irrelevant. I think you expect that sort of nervous energy in that first initial stage sort of play its role, and then you sum up to where you are and within the other runners in the race. But I've got to say, we're very pleased with how she's relaxing at home, and like I say, in those trials, and now it's just turning that to race day, and hopefully she can do that tomorrow.
The stablemate winner takes all. I know there's some pretty smart fillies in this race, but I'm surprised she's a 20-1 shot. I really love the way she knuckled down and hit the line at the Valley. Has she continued to improve out of that?
Yeah, look, she's going to get a lovely run. You know, it's up to her whether how deep we go into the spring with her. She's always probably going to felt like she's going to be an autumn filly with us. So, you know, we'll again assess after this run. But obviously, she has come on from the other day. She always was, and This is a good thing about her. We've probably got, you know, a speed filly with Ebhar, and she's fit and ready to go. But also, on the other hand, if they do overdo it up front, we've got a stalking filly sort of, you know, rolling behind three or four lengths off them, just waiting to sort of blend into the race at the right time in winners take all. So, look, it's a nice race for her. It's a nice step up from the other day. But again, so is the rest of the opposition. It's a little bit tougher, and you know, she's got to improve again.
The market's got a big gap between the two. Do you agree that there is that difference? Ebhar's clearly your top seed.
Look, she's a stakes winner, so I'm going to have to go with Ebhar, but it all determines sort of what happens mid-race and how easy she sort of gets out and gets control or sits off, like I mentioned. But Ebhar's already been there, done at stakes level, and winners is just trying to probably blend into that level. But like I say, if they ever do it up front, there's going to be something hitting the line. It's probably going to be her.
Rangers goes around in the Regal Roller, and he's just been a great consistent horse. He's racing in a great vein of form, and that Ramorny form has certainly held up last week. How do you think he'll measure up to a few more highly rated runners in the Regal Roller?
Yeah, look, he's outstanding. The horse is in great order. He's placed at Group 3 level, won twice at listed race, listed level actually. So he's a pretty well performed horse himself. But he just hasn't been around Caulfield, hasn't been around Melbourne Way at all. So that's the only box he's got to tick. More than happy with how he worked on Tuesday morning. He was very, very sharp around the Melbourne direction. So he's an on-speed runner. He'll jump and he'll roll forward to sit in the first three or four extremely comfortably. And 9 times out of 10, he gives a really good kick. So looking forward to what he can do tomorrow.
You wouldn't be surprised if any of your team won at Caulfield tomorrow, but who do you think's your best?
I think Rangers and Superman. I think they're clearly, their form warrants, you know, top sort of one or two selections in those races. So I think they run well, and the 2-year-olds are good. Three-year-olds are good, but they just got to take the next step and bring their A game again tomorrow, which it's certainly going to be difficult with a lot of good exposed 2-year-old form there that other horses have got to blend in as well and try and take that next step. But you asked me what my best two chances were, and I think Rangers and Superman are.
What's the weather like in Sydney? What track will we be playing at tomorrow in Rose Hill?
Good question. So it's been coastal pretty much for the last 3 or 4 days. I don't think, talking to Mick Woods, track manager at Randwick, he was talking to his name's Sean over there at Rose Hill. He said he only had 5 mil so for the week.
Mm.
So that's pretty good. I reckon you'd be on, safely say you'd be sort of a 5, maybe just in the 6 range, which is pretty good for you.
Well, that's good to see, because you've got Miss Hellfire, who resumes in the Rosebud, and she's a horse that showed a lot of ability as a 2-year-old. How's she come back?
Yeah, bigger, stronger version of herself. Trials have been excellent, so looking forward to tomorrow with her. She's fairly forward enough to run well. Like everything, as I say, they're all going to improve into their second and third up run, but I've got to like the way she's been training at home and trialling. She's been going quite well.
You've got so many nice 3-year-olds, especially the girls as well. Looking forward to seeing She's a Belter when she comes back. When do we get to see her?
Yeah, good question. She probably might chime in the second leg of the Princess Series here in the Furious. So it's at about 3 weeks away, I think, tomorrow. So she's come back in fantastic order. Triple A's done her the world of good. Grown up a lot in herself, but most importantly, matured, and she's spelled up in Queensland, and she got sort of a month's worth of good weather before it went a bit ordinary again. So it was, it's probably the most she's had off, to tell you the truth, since coming over. She took the long way over from Perth, and she did it by road, and she only had about 10 days off and went all the way through to Brisbane. So she's done a tremendous job, and to give her a month off was certainly, hopefully it'll be the making of her.
Yeah, and the 1,000 guineas still her target in Melbourne?
Pretty much so. I think weather determined will pave the way. A lot of these horses as to where they go after they initially get started. So she's one of those horses, but she'll more than likely will kick off in the Furious up here, and then we'll see what happens from then on.
Good on you, Paul. Good luck over the weekend.
Oh, mate.